If you have spent any time in downtown Boise, you've likely gotten a giggle or a picture of the logo for the Lunchbox Waxing Salon. The first Lunchbox Salon opened above Goldie's Restaurant in downtown Boise in 2011. In 2013, wanting to gain more capital, the business started selling franchises. And in August, Lunchbox was named a top 50 new franchise by Entrepreneur Magazine. There are now 40 locations in 12 states, and it is continuing to grow. Debbie Lane created the concept, and she founded the business. And today, her mission is to empower people, whether it is through a franchise opportunity or the services the salon provides. Debbie, along with the very first franchise owner, Patty Wells, are joining me live in studio to talk more. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Debbie, let's just get to the point. You had a rough upbringing at one point in your teenage years, living on the streets of Salt Lake City.
Yes.
A, did you ever think you'd be where you are now? And B, how did that affect where you are now?
Well, I didn't know I would be sitting here, per se, but I always had big dreams, for sure. But that is the heart of everything that I do. There were a lot of things that happened to me in my youth, and I wasn't able to have a formal education. But I did go to trade school, and that was my first introduction to business and actually any sort of schooling. So it's at the core of everything I do when I think about the young women that we have.
Because at 19, you started your first business at 19 years old.
I did, yes.
So you've always had that drive to be an entrepreneur.
Always.
And from there, so then you, I believe you had a salon and spa in Sun Valley, but you were really known for the waxing.
Right, yes. I loved, that was my passion. It's always been my passion, even when I had the day spa. And it was always a great business. I mean, people's hair kept growing and I just kept ripping it out.
You have to cut it, right?
Right. So the idea to take it into a full business came in about 2009. I started developing the concept for it. And as you said, opened the first one in Boise above Goldie's in 2011, and then spent a year kind of playing with the concept, and then I went on a silent retreat, which is kind of where it all started for me as far as franchising goes. That's when it kind of started bubbling up inside of me that I really wanted to do something with it. It felt like I needed to do something with this. I was going through some wonderful changes in my own life, and it just I wanted to do something with a purpose. And that's where the whole concept of the culture started to come up.
So talk to me about that, because a lot of times when a business is doing well, it's like, oh, let's open another one.
Right.
Which is what you did.
Yep.
But then Patty comes into the picture and you've been friends.
Yes.
But how did you know that, okay, this is, you know, there's a franchise opportunity here?
I think part of it was I watched Debbie and how passionate she was about it, watched her grow. And then she moved to Boise and opened up, and I kind of kept my eye on it. I was still in Sun Valley. And then I called her one day and I said, should I move to Boise? And she said, yes, you should, you know. And when I did move here, we kept in contact, and she called me and said, how would you like to, you know, be one of our first franchisees? And I couldn't believe that I had the opportunity, and I felt so thrilled, and I was scared because I thought, how can I do this? You know, I've never
that's overwhelming.
Managed or done anything like that. But with the support of the company, it's just been amazing. It's made it so easy for me to not only have a great franchise and love what I do, I've been able to empower other young girls and help them grow. And
I want to talk about that, because when you talk about the culture, Debbie, you say it is this culture first company concept where truly everyone is welcome. And, you know, at the beginning of the program, we were talking about our transgender community.
Yeah, I heard that.
And that when you talk about welcoming, that is a part of your clientele. But beyond that, when you come to franchising your business, it's not just about making money.
Right. I mean, when I started coming up with the concept of franchising, I looked into it because it is a way to grow a business without capital. And so that was, you know, I went to the University of Google and learned everything I could.
That's what we all do.
About franchising. But what I found was that there wasn't really a business model for a culture-driven franchise out there at the time. So I hired people without that business, without the franchise knowledge, because we really really wanted to make sure that we were building it from the inside out. So I hired our VP of Culture, who's been with me connected at the hip since day one with building the inside of this. And that's been the core of everything that we do. How can we show up not only for our franchisees and our waxologists, but now we're even taking it a step further because we've worked so hard on this and we're getting a lot of attention for our business model. How do you have culture in a franchise?
So talk about that, because when you say you're getting a little bit of attention, I mean, you're getting a lot of attention. You are getting national attention, international attention. I mean, you have been, this company has been profiled on the Today Show. I mean, Entrepreneur Magazine, I mean, Money Magazine, it goes on, the list goes on and on and on, frankly, when you go to the University of Google and put your company in. But truly, it seems that it comes back to your culture within your company, because you don't have to be a waxing salon to have this kind of culture within your company.
No, and we're hoping to show other businesses how to do this. And it's been it has been a learning experience for all of us, of course. But our franchisees that come on board with us truly believe in our cause. They believe in empowering these young women. And we really are kind of now seeing ourselves as a community serving communities. And we're looking for leaders. And the people that join us have that same passion that we do, just like Patty does. And that's what's making us so strong and grow so quickly.
What is? Give me an example when you say this culture within the company, that is something that you do that maybe traditional companies haven't normally done that is making an impact.
Yeah, I think that it's all about supporting one another, 100%. And it's how we support our franchisees, how our franchisees support one another. We keep and look at ways for them to stay connected, because it's all about connecting. And it's about waking up and what's going on around us and what's going on in our communities. And we're building right now our Lunchbox University, where we're going to be able to, the girls will be able to not only keep honing their skills as far as their waxing technique, but also things like entrepreneurship, how to build their own businesses and why not just do this, how to show up in the community, how to balance their home life, and even I'm building a mindfulness module. So it's those kinds of things where when these girls work on other people, all of that starts to come through. And the person that they're working, this is a very intimate business that we're in, and so when people come in to see us, we want to make sure that they feel safe and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about the transgender community. I was in Dallas recently for our grand opening, and we got a lot of attention there. Our franchisees there are 4 gay men, and we teach how to wax in for transgenders. And so these are things that are very important. We're all forward thinking that way, and everyone's important to us. And so when these girls, it's the ripple effect, and that's where it started for me. When I said it bubbled up, that's what I saw, was this ripple effect of how we as a company can support our franchisees and how they can support these beautiful young women. And then when the women are supported in a genuine way, then they touch the guests, and then the guests go out and they maybe...
It really is that ripple effect.
Yeah, and how home or even the cashier at the grocery store for a minute, right?
How it affects the entire community.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to thank both of you for coming in. Who knew when I saw that sign back in 2010 that this is where you would be? Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
My guest today, the creator and founder of Lunchbox Waxing Salon, Debbie Lane, and the very first franchise owner, Patty Wells.